Glad to have you along in 2025. If you're a listener with whom I've already worked, well then, welcome back. I really hope we work together again soon. If you're a new listener, I'm delighted to have you join me. My goal is to have you find benefit in not only this podcast, but in those that follow. This is Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Uncertainty Calls for Leaders. Last month, my topic was the tool of questions. In that podcast, I suggested 10 timeless pointers, which were presented by the Kellogg School of Management. Additionally, I began with a poignant quote by Eleanor Roosevelt. Looks like 30 days have elapsed since April's podcast, so I hope you received useful information that you'll be able to apply where you find you most need it. Should you have questions that require further exploration, please ask. Okay, let's go ahead on to this month's podcast. Please consider if this topic applies to you or to someone whom you know, either professionally or personally. You're about to hear useful information. It's your choice how you handle this information. However, this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you? Does it describe someone who worked for you or possibly someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once, as well as share it with a person or others who'll also benefit. Frequently, I'm sought out to help business experts around the world as a corporate, communication, and speech specialist. Consequently, I'm privileged to interact with professionals and assist them to make a positive impact on others. And that's exactly what I'll try to help you achieve in business. Usually, these are business professionals with significant expertise in their industries. Probably they're a lot like you. Furthermore, my clients recognize the immense value of public speaking and always strive to sound their best. Sound like you? Uncertainty Calls for Leaders is your first step to serve those in need of a confident leader who doesn't necessarily always know the answers, but does know how to ask the right questions. Asking the right questions creates activated listeners, which I think is a reasonable goal. Jen Heemstra of Inside Higher Education tells us that uncertainty is unavoidable. She says coping with an unknown future is part of life. What can we do? Ms. Heemstra offers the following 4 points. Number 1, acknowledge the challenge. A good place to start is by validating what others feel. Recognize that uncertainty creates mental as well as physical hardships. You're not taking the blame for these challenges, but you are simply recognizing versus denying their existence. This is a way of establishing trust with those you lead. Number 2, reflect on past resilience. Facing challenges is by no means a new behavior. By reminding others of strategies and supports they use to handle previous situations, you're guiding them to build their self-confidence in addressing existing or current challenges. Think of what you're doing as a thoughtful and very welcome reminder. Number 3, focus on what you can control. Help others to establish a plan within their domain of control while encouraging them to use their values and their ethics to guide those actions. And number 4, remember to create space for self-care. Part of our mental health is doing activities that will benefit us. Perhaps you can share a podcast, share an article, or even a book on self-care ideas. You don't have to have all the answers, but be willing to share helpful resources. And if you'd like, this can occur during, let's say, a 15-minute portion of a group meeting. Being a leader isn't about always knowing how to handle a challenge, but rather it is guiding others during times of uncertainty. Ms. Hiemstra raises salient ideas which can have a powerful effect on how you lead. You may be asking yourself where to start. In that case, please determine how these choices relate to you and to your unique situation. Ultimately, you and you alone know what will serve you best and prove most helpful in your situation. Finally, you may opt to get assistance from a speaking expert, and this will help you establish consistency and accountability. If you'd like my guidance to strengthen your skills in communicating as a leader in these unpredictable and uncertain times, I'll do my best to answer your questions and respond to your comments. Reach out any way that works well for you. For example, you can choose phone, electronically, or virtually. I'm ready to be your business communication resource. Your needs are unique, and if I may help you or any members of your team, let's go ahead and discuss what matters to you, because, you know, that's what truly counts. Until next month, I wish all of you profitable speech.